At the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour, I am visiting with Terry Bechtold. And Terry, I think you're one of the guys really helping organize this thing out here today. Just tell me a little bit of your perspective about what it is this project is trying to accomplish.
Okay, yes. I'm Terry Bechtold. I'm the Ag Resource Coordinator for Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District. And the tour deals mainly with water quality issues, and that's what we focus on. We wrote a grant proposal to NRCS, to the Mississippi River Basin Initiative, and everything we're focusing on is improving the water quality, mainly using different practices that some farmers haven't adapted yet. So that's our main focus.
How do you think it's going at this point? I mean, I know we're only a year into it, but how about participation from farms?
The participation is great. We got 33% of the acres in the watershed already signed up to, and they're doing different practices that they haven't done before. So we got a good percentage already this first year.
Well, when it comes to some of the ways that you're implementing new management practices, one of those is on nutrients and nitrogen use. When it comes to those specifically, what are some of the things that are maybe not new, maybe not even necessarily new, but new to some of these farmers that they are looking at doing, trying out to see how well they work?
Okay, a couple of big ones that we have in the conservation stewardship program that farmers are signing up for, they're doing a pre-side dress nitrogen test, and they're also doing a stalk test in the fall, so over time they can fine-tune the amount of nitrogen they're putting on to meet the crop needs.
How long is it going to take? I know that we're looking at a 5 to 6 year project here. Will it take that long to create a plan that you might recommend even in areas outside of, but I assume having similar soil and crop characteristics?
We're hoping to see some results by 3 years, knowing that that probably is not feasible. But I think we're going to be able to see some kind of results come out in 3 years. These kind of projects take a long time to implement. You know, once you start having demonstration plots and you have farmers using things, it takes, you know, quite a few years to have the majority of people adapt these different practices. So hopefully in 3 years we'll see some results, but the biggest probably be the 5-6 year time frame.
Well, is there a concern that there might at some point be through regulation, like we've seen in some other areas, a TDML, I believe it's called, total daily maximum load, that we don't have that right now, but could have?
We do have.
We do have. Okay.
The Vermilion River is a TMDL watershed.
Okay.
Indian Creek flows into the Vermilion River, so we are actually a TMDL watershed. We had EPA as part of this project, Illinois EPA, they're helping funding this project. And so they're all behind us. They don't want to regulate anything. Mm-hmm. They wanted hopefully a voluntary effort by the farmers and for us to get the word out to the farmers.
So that essentially, collectively, you're meeting or beating that established maximum, I guess.
Right. This is sort of help showcase not only the EPA but to other watersheds that through an effort like this, and get changed over time.
So do you hope to see this type, would we need to see this type of project done in other areas, or can it obtain enough data and recommendations that can maybe just be implemented in another area without having to go through a whole other project?
Probably a little of both. Other areas that have similar soil types and topography that we have, they could adapt what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Other areas are probably could do a watershed program like this and benefit their watershed.
So you're kind of almost setting a model that could be followed other places?
Right. That's our intention at the beginning of this, is sort of have a model demonstration of how agency work together to improve the water quality.
Because this really is truly a very multi-agency project with what EPA and CTIC and NRCS and Soil Water Conservation District. I mean, we can go on, right?
Right. There's a lot of people involved in this. The big thing we have going in this watershed, we have a real good steering committee that we set up in the beginning. On the tour we had today, we had three farmers on the tour that belonged to the steering committee. So they are actually helping promote everything, too. So I think when you do a project like this, the people you have as the committee that get things going is really important.
Mm-hmm. How about from some of the commodity organizations like Illinois Corn Growers, Illinois Soybean? Are they also involved and engaged?
Right, yeah. The Soybean Association and Corn Growers, they're engaged. There's other ones that CTIC brings on board. All their sponsors are on board with this project, too. So, yeah, so we have all the commodity groups and agribusinesses involved. Another thing we have going here, we're working real closely with the two major retail outlets for fertilizer. They're on our steering committee, so that does help out, too.
So could you make like a final statement here about when this project's done? What is it you want to be able to say, okay, we did this?
Okay, when we're all said and done, I think we got a lot of monitoring going on. And I think when it's all said and done, that we want to say that we have improved the water quality in Indian Creek watershed. And I think the message will go out to the general public that farmers are doing something to benefit water quality.
Wonderful. Well, we saw that in action today. Harold Reitz was one of the people that's out here working on this project, and we're going to see each other at this InfoAg Precision Conference next week. So we were kind of saying maybe that we could call this a little bit of precision conservation in action out here today. So we hope we see more of that, and I want to thank you very much, Terry, for all your help in putting this together and helping just better understand what's going on out here. So from the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.